Serenity is one of those films that, you know, sometimes you go into a screening. This, I think this was the last screening on Tuesday. And people had heard not great things about Serenity. I think it opened simultaneously in cinemas and a Sky Movies presentation. And the word was big stars, but not so big achievements. So Matthew Mahogany is back. He is living in this...
Oh, we don't do that joke anymore.
Well, maybe we should get it back out again. So he lives on this sort of idyllic island. He has a boat. He spends his time chasing a massive fish. That early what? On, a massive
he
fish.
What?
He's chasing a massive fish.
Okay.
And he's obsessed with the fish. And very, very early on, we see he's taking out these rich people. He's taking them out on a fishing trip. But then one of them hooks the massive fish that he has been trying to get. And he pushes the person, I'm going to get this one. He's, oh, we paid to this. No. This is his obsession to get the fish. Matthew Mahogany must get the fish. Anyway, it's always the fish that got away. And he's obsessed with the idea of getting the fish. And he's also obsessed with swimming naked in the sea. And as he swims naked in the sea, he is visited by visions of his son. He sort of swims down and then he'll see these peculiar visions of his son. So there's something in his past. He's run away from something. He sees something in the past. There's something else. And he's also being followed by a man with glasses who appears to have stepped out of the Adjustment Bureau. He's wearing all the wrong clothes, behaving in all the wrong way, keeps turning up. Whenever Matthew Mahogany just leaves, the man with glasses turns up. Oh, I just missed him. I was 20 seconds late. And Matthew Mahogany's character earns his keep by visiting, shall we say, Diane Lane's character. One day, a blonde woman, played by Anne Hathaway, walks into his bar. I mean, in all the bars, in all the towns, in all the world, she had to walk into his. And she's his ex-wife, who is now married to a monster, played by Jason Clark. Not a monster, but a monstrous person.
Who's
abusive. And Matthew Mahogany only wants to see his son, but the son, apparently, because he now lives with the thing, has retreated into a world of video games. And all day he plays video games. And she says to him, yes, and he hears you talking through the video games. But that's not important right now. What's important right now is the plan that she has come to the bar with her blonde hair with. Here it is.
My husband is joining me here the day after tomorrow. I told him that I would charter a boat for fishing tuna. I want you to take him out on your boat. Let him get drunk. Then drop him in the ocean for the sharks. In return, I will give you $10 million cash.
You want me to do what?
So now this is a film with a twist, and if you don't want to know anything about the twist, just turn off for about 3 minutes. I'm not going to give the twist away, but it's one of those things when the twist is so spectacular.
What is the twist?
Well, the twist is so spectacularly obvious that when the twist was revealed, I went, yeah, I know. But you kind of told me that. Anyway, so it's also mysterious. What is the connection between the kid and his dad who can be heard talking through the video screen? Why is there this character that doesn't seem to be real and seems to be sort of in this different world, in this different movie? Why is Matthew Mahogany obsessed with the fish? And most importantly, who cares about any of it? There's a motto in the film, which is you have to catch the fish that is in your head. And it is a film in which Matthew attempts to catch the fish, which is in his head. But I think we could all learn a lesson from that. Basically, best way of describing this is it's the postman from the Truman Show always rings the old Matrix Man and PC twice, crossed with the double Lego Movie Indemnity and Ralph Rex Jacob's Ladder. I think that pretty much sums it all up. It's unbelievably silly. It's written and directed by Stephen Knight, who wrote Dirty Pretty Things and Eastern Promises and has directed some half-decent stuff in the past, so he should know better. The cast look like they're all there because somebody said, holiday on an island? Sure. And they're all trying to keep a straight face, which they managed to do, which is more than I did. It was preposterous tosh of the highest order. And literally one of those moments which, when the thing was revealed, you go, yeah, I know. I mean, I literally know because...
Is he a ghost?
He's a sledge.